The Army Corps of Engineers has been told to greenlight construction of the last stretch of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's the part that goes under the Missouri River upstream of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Hundreds of tribe members, environmentalists, and others protested the pipeline for months last year until, in December, President Obama told the Army Corps to halt construction. The Army Corps at the time called for an environmental impact statement, which would take months, but now the Trump administration is saying, get on with it. Lee Patterson from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy has been covering the pipeline for months. She joins us now. And Lee, what's the status right now? Is the company back at work yet?
Well, so Jeremy, here's what we do know. Last night, North Dakota's congressional delegation said basically that the Army Corps is in the process of granting the easement. And this morning, in a statement, the Army Corps said that it is taking initial steps, but was very clear that those steps do not mean that the easement has been approved. So it's sort of at this point unclear when that will happen. But the key is that construction cannot proceed until that key easement is granted. And that's because the easement gives the company, called Energy Transfer Partners, permission to build the pipeline underneath Lake Oahe. And that, of course, has been the controversial part this whole time.
And remind us of the controversy about this pipeline. What are people so opposed to?
Well, there are kind of several answers to that question. So if we're talking about the Standing Rock Sioux, the tribe whose reservation is close to where the pipeline crosses, those folks are worried that the pipeline construction would damage areas that they consider to be sacred. They're also concerned that if this pipeline breaks, it would contaminate their drinking water. Now, the protests, of course, have been there have been a lot of different interests involved. There are environmental groups who basically see this fight as, an anti-big oil fight, an anti-climate change fight. So the concerns are broad, but the Standing Rock Sioux are the folks who have been protesting the longest. They're the ones who live close to the site. They have a variety of concerns related to environment and really cultural heritage.
And there are still hundreds of protesters at the site, and the Standing Rock Sioux tribe has vowed to fight this. What's the plan for those opposed?
Yeah, so there are still a few hundred protesters left at the camp, and they had actually started cleaning up over the past few days. But of course, the Standing Rock Sioux, the tribe, they've issued a statement last night saying, they're disappointed, but not entirely surprised. President Trump, this has always been his indication on the type of action that his administration would take. And other, environmental activists have weighed in, too. The Indigenous Environmental Network has said that President Trump is doing what's best for business and is willing to put profit before human rights.
So what are the chances that construction will be stopped before it starts again?
So the tribe has promised to take legal action if the easement is granted. And again, the easement has not been granted yet. And what the tribe wants, what the Standing Rock Sioux want, is to make sure that a full environmental review, that environmental impact statement you referred to, an EIS, is completed before any decisions are made. So assuming that the tribe does go to court, the future of this pipeline could really be up to a judge.
That's Lee Patterson, who is a reporter with Here and Now contributor Inside Energy. Lee, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.